from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
You can't just kick a homeless person off a bike and take it.
No, that's true.
No, you can't. Although this is the same encampment that I did see the frothing wound at.
Yeah, we still have
my neighbors.
Hot.
The what?
Are these my neighbors?
Yeah, those are your neighbors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Will lives down in that area, don't you? Over, like, off of 4th Plain?
I'm in the vicinity. Look, people don't need to know where I'm at. Stop giving addresses out.
Just a general area. Yeah, there's a... I'm thinking about doing... I kind of want to, like, bring a camera and, like, take photos and then do, like, some sort of... I don't know, like do, like, a leather-bound book of reference of just the things that I see. Because, like, Will goes to the same gym, and I don't know if he goes right through this area, but it's literally right across the street from where we live. There's, like, a Barnes & Noble, there's, like, a bus stop, and then you cross the street, and there's, like, two sets of apartments that I don't really know what the apartments have going on. I'm assuming that it's some sort of very low rent.
Low-income housing.
Low-income
housing.
It's low-income housing.
Yeah, it's interesting, to say the least. And then outside of the apartments, in the kind of the parking lots, then spilling onto the street for like two blocks, there's just people. They gather, and you see stuff on a day-to-day basis that you just... That makes you just stop and go, what in the hell? I mean, you see something new every time you roll through there. Like a couple weeks ago, they got a bus. And not like an old school bus, they got like a city bus. And I have so much questions. Like, where do you get a city bus?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, did you see the bus?
I walked by it. I was like, there's a lot of walking by and just looking and being like, nope, not today, Satan. We're not doing this.
Yeah, they got a bus. And they were just all milling around on the bus. There was like a big congregation up there. They were having a grand old time. And I who bought the bus? Who stole the bus? How did you get the bus there? And then like 3 days later, the bus was gone. I got questions about that too. Where did the bus go? Did the bus go? Did they move it somewhere? Did someone find the bus and like repossess it? Like these sorts of things happen on a daily basis. And I can't help it. Like I usually ride my bike to the gym.
Sure.
And so it's on the way.
It's by happenstance, you kind of just have to see it every day.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I could go around it, but it would be inconvenient to go around it. Because I'd have to go down a few blocks and then backtrack down on a busy road. And so it makes sense to keep riding through there. And to be honest with you, it's kind of the best part of my ride. And I slow way down.
And by
down.
Best, you mean the most interesting?
It is. I can't help it. I slow way down. First off, I slow down because I'm always aware that, like, something may happen. Like, I always think of, like, I'm going to be riding through there and, like, something's going to go into my spokes and then, like, I go over the handlebars.
I just had that same thought. I would be terrified that someone's just going to throw a stick in there, like, punk you and grab your bike or something.
Yeah. So I like to keep my head on a swivel. And I think at this point that people know me. Like, I ride through there a bunch. And the stuff that you see on a day-to-day basis is just like, holy hell. Like, wow. So the other day, this was like 2-3 days ago, and we didn't get to it this week. Because it's not like it said like anything like major.
No, it's not time sensitive. It's not time sensitive. It still is what it is.
I've never seen this. So I'm slowing down, and there's like two intersections, like as you ride through this, because like I said, it spans a couple blocks. And so I saw my man hanging out there shirtless, and he was like, he was sitting backwards on a chair. You know, like where...
Sure, like they do in the movies.
Like you do in the movies. Like you're like, hey, what's up, ladies?
So like just, the way Bender pulls a chair up in Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Makes him look all...
Yeah.
Super badass.
Yeah.
And but it's, again, it's fascinating that like this is on the street. Like it... Like there's like a little courtyard area they could do it, but it always spills out into the street. They've kind of dominated the street. Like, I don't think any cars drive through there. If you're driving your car through there, it's a bold move. Although I guess I do ride my bike through there. But, you know, they've kind of taken over the street. So my man's in the street, and he's sitting backwards in the chair. And I kind of look over, and the only way I can describe it is on his, like, back / lat is a giant frothing wound. Just, I don't know what happened, but my man needed some stitches. This was not like a...
This was a gash.
This was a gash. And so instantly I'm like, oh, jeez. Like, you're not used to seeing that. Because, like I said, you'll see various stages of people. But I have never seen a wound quite like this that did seem to be openly seeping.
Mm.
And so I just immediately was like, whoa. Like, what's happening? And then as my eyes span, because, like, when you see something like that, you're like... It just takes you back.
I usually do the like I jerk away because I'm not wasn't ready for it, and then I'm like, wait, and then I give it the double take.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm double taking, but you don't stop. That's my thing. I slow down. I never stop. I keep pedaling, and again, keep your head on a swivel because you're looking at the frothing wound, and the next thing you know, you don't see the raptor coming from the other side. Yeah, so you got to be spanning. So I'm slowing down. And I'm looking at this thing, thinking to myself, my man needs some medical treatment, and that's when I notice. The other guy, also shirtless.
Okay.
Important distinction there. No go on the shirts here.
Although it's hot.
To be fair, it was hot out
there. They don't have ACs in there. No. How dare you?
No. So we got two shirtless bros. And I look there, and my man's got himself some black hands. We're not dealing with any sort of clean thing here.
Ah, yes.
White guy, very, very dark, dirty hands. And so my first thought is, well, this isn't going to be good. That frothing wound with those hands, this is going to be problematic.
In fact, the frothing may have been because of those hands in the first place.
It's possible. So I'm getting ready to give him one of these. Hey, you probably shouldn't do that. But that's when I see we don't have to worry about the dirty hands. Because what is this frothing wound about to get clean with?
Oh, no. What?
Vitamin R?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. That would be some Armor All. Car disinfectant wipes,
like
like the bleach wipes, but for the car.
Oh yes.
No, my man just has a tub of Armor All wipes.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there looking at it. And I'm like in real time, I watch him with his dirty, disgusting hand reach into that Armor All wipe and pull one out. And I'm like, this no, and I watch it. And I just see it moving towards the frothing wound.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, I stopped.
Just to take it all in.
I had to take it in. I couldn't. Because at this point, if I kept going, I was going to miss it. I was going to miss it. And I wasn't about to miss this.
This is why things always happen to you. Because you
true.
Stop. You don't
curiosity
stop.
Curiosity killed the suit.
You can't. You can't not stop.
No, you walk. You put your hand up and you avoid eye contact and you just walk.
And
you
I
gotta
just
get out of there.
I just stopped, and he just goes, and it's like just seeing this thing goes towards it. And by the way, this was not a gentle wipe. My man just gets in there
scrubbing.
Well, you gotta clean it out.
He is just in there, just going at it, just working it, and the sound coming out of the other guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the sound coming out of the wound.
Well, just, I mean, you got to clean it.
The sound.
Not with Armor All.
You can't just leave it there, Buck.
The sound.
That's not sanitary.
I don't know.
You know, like the Princess Bride when Wesley, like it, like the sound of true love dying? It's like that.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
And in that moment, I realized,
because he was putting car cleaner in his body.
So, like, this is going on, and I have stopped, and I put my foot on the ground, and my man turns, and we make eye contact, and at that point, it was like, ooh, ooh. I put my foot back on that pedal, and at that point, it was like a Speedy Gonzalez gif. I shot my fat ass out of there so fast, because they realize at this point that this idiot on a bike is now looking at what's going on. And I don't think this was a real looky-loo situation.
No, this
head
is
down,
not meant for your eyes.
Go. Boom. But I will never forget the sound of like a 14-inch frothing gash wound being cleaned with Armor All car wipes.
Jeez.
No.
I have
of
to believe.
Of all the things I've seen driving through there, and I've seen some stuff, that one will stay with me.
I'm wondering if the Armor All made it better or worse.
I don't know.
Or was the cause of the frothing in the first place.
I would also like to know the process.
I'm a little upset by this.
I would like to know, if I could stop and have a conversation, I would like to know what other options were offered. Or
even discussed or bandied
discussed
about.
Discussed.
Yeah.
Before we went with the
well,
car
I guess
cleaner.
It's the Armor All.
I mean,
well, it cleans a car. Why can't it clean your wound?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
This is holistic medicine.
It is holistic medicine.
God, it's the opposite of holistic medicine. Do you think they looked at the
fixed this hole?
Do you think they looked at the I guess it's not really ingredients, but the things that are in the Armor All first, and they saw something they liked, like alcohol or like.
I don't know. My guess is when you have something like that, you just need something to wipe, and I'm not sure that there's a lot of things that are clean that they have in order to wipe.
That might have been the cleanest thing.
And someone probably said, hey, I've got this. I found this.
But you also just
and they are clean. They are. They look clean.
Random clean.
They're meant to clean other things.
You're not dealing with the brightest bulbs.
Well, no. We once had a president that thought we should inject bleach into ourselves.
Well,
so.
I mean, look, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know.
Did it work?
I don't know what these were used. I mean, I've seen car wipes before, so I'm assuming there's some form of bleach involved in there. Maybe it was a leather cleaner. I don't know. I just remember seeing the, you know, we all know the Armor All, the little logo.
Yeah.
Like that's
and the Stronger.
Yeah, the little, yeah.
I have those Armor All wipes. I think I have them in my car right now. At least I did.
Ooh, I need some.
So, yeah, I mean, well, if you need any, you can probably go down to Fourth Plane. I mean, because it was a big tub. It would look like a substantial amount of those. And I don't know how many of those are being used, but, you know, those, you know, you might be able to score some real cheap.
Look, those guys, they've tried to come into the apartment complex. I've had to stop them.
Oh, yeah.
I've told them no.
I'm excited that Will lives amongst.
We're not. Look.
You're adjacent?
We're adjacent.
Adjacent.
Look, here. It makes us look a lot better. On most neighborhood blocks, we would be, you know, the tire fire neighbor.
Yeah. No.
We're upscale living right now.
That is upscale. I mean, yeah.
We've
You play your cards right, you might be invited when the city bus comes back. Because it looked like they were going to have a grand time on that city bus.
Well, that's part of my little jog that I do. I have a little two-mile loop.
Yeah, you don't want to be on. Yeah.
That's where I sprint. That's where I work. I'm a sprinting to get back into the apartment.
Yeah, if you get on the bus, I think you might, you got to prove yourself on the bus. I think there's like some tasks that have to be done.
I'm going to go to jiu-jitsu with you before I get on the bus.
Probably involving some sort of Armor All wipe in order to get on the bus, but never seen anything like it. Never. And that sound will haunt me till the end of my days.
I am looking for what the main ingredients are in Armor All wipes. I have found a couple.
I'm guessing that somewhere on there it says for external use only or don't use on human skin. What does it say about internal human skin?
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's probably worse than external human skin. I'm going to find out more in the break. At least I'm going to try to. But first, we'll have SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.